There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on CBS Audio Network. And I welcome Congressman Devin Nunes. We put aside the podcasting hat and welcome the congressman to comment on the scene in Washington. Devin, the president's remarks are striking. He speaks of running for reelection. He speaks of the filibuster. He speaks of the border. The border is profound for California. There's news now that San Diego Convention Center is going to be opened up for the unaccompanied children because there's so many along the border and the facilities are inadequate. California has long paid attention to border issues because so many of its citizens have their lives attached not only to California, but also to relatives in other countries south of the border. The president says this is Donald Trump's problem. The president says that it's going to take some time for his administration, the Biden-Harris administration, to clean it up. The president says that Vice President Harris is now in charge of the border. How do you measure this surge at the border? What's driving it, Devin?
Well, largely, John, because COVID, I think, has had a big impact in Central America and South America. The people that live down there know that when the Socialist Democrats are in, it's go time. And so a lot of the billionaires and the nonprofits that are funded by the left here in this country, they're also involved down in South and Central America. You have many guests on your show from you do a good job covering on your show those countries. So word travels fast. The Socialist Democrats are in. The border is open. Right when Biden got in, he says no more wall. It stopped being constructed. So there's a flow of people, and my guess is it's going to be hundreds of thousands, and everyone's going to want to get in now because they know the ones that got in before. The United States of America is a great place to live. I mean, you just print money and they hand out money, and there's jobs are plentiful. I mean, even today with the high unemployment rate that we have in many parts of the country, many employers can't get anybody to work because they're being paid to stay home. So if you're in this country and you are here illegally, you can always find work because the able-bodied men and women can just collect this paycheck and stay home. Not every American does this, but there is a lot of work available for people who are willing to work hard. That's driving people to come to this country at levels we've never seen, likely because they think this is a window that's only going to be open for a short time. And that's my guess is what's going on. And the funny part will be Kamala Harris, who has never had to run anything. Not only has she not run for anything, when she did run for something with the actual real Democratic primary, she got last place. And she was polling in last place, so she had to bow out. Then she was propped up and put on the top, and now she's being put in charge of this border crisis. That's like letting the fox guard the hen house, John. It's not gonna turn out well, I think. But we'll see, because the media will continue to cover it up. But it is a real crisis, and the idea that Joe Biden is running for reelection, I think, is laughable would be kind.
About the border, you have many people in your district and the surrounding districts, the agricultural districts, who have relatives and families in Mexico, in Central America, in Latin America. What is their opinion of this sudden surge? Do they want it to stop? Do they think it can be solved? Do they comment on it, Devin?
Well, the difference with this surge, John, is largely immigration from Mexico, the country of Mexico. And the left loves to play identity politics. So basically, anybody who's come across that border, they're just called Latinos. Everybody's a Latino. Well, I've never met – the only time I ever met a Latino is when people self-describe themselves as Latinos on television. The real people that I worked with alongside with for many, many years and still do. They don't call themselves Latino unless they've been trained at school to call themselves Latino. They're often proud of where they come. As a matter of fact, if you're from Mexico, you typically are from somewhere like Guadalajara, or Cabo, Baja. There's a lot of Monterrey. There's a lot of places in Mexico where the people that I grew up with, that's what they talked about. They would talk about how their grandparents or their great-grandparents or their parents or even they came from a part of Mexico. That immigration has largely stopped. There's not a lot of Mexicans coming over the border any longer. A lot of what's happening is a lot of people from Central America and South America now. And also what's not being reported is there are people from all over. So there's migrants that are coming from Africa, parts of Europe, that are ending up somehow into these tunnels and these pathways that are moving up through Central America and up through Mexico and across the border, the U.S.-Mexican border. So this is not the immigration of old. This is a new immigration that we've never seen. We've also talked about the concerns of it's not just the drug cartels and the terror that they bring with them. It's also the potential also radical Islamic terrorists that we had a wake-up call last week on with the shooting in Colorado of another radical Islamic terrorist.
Congressman Devin Nunes. He is podcaster Devin Nunes on one day, Congressman Devin Nunes on another, Californian always. He's 22 California, the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system, commenting on what's driving the surge at the border. And as the congressman says, all of the people who watch this is the high point of the year. However, it will drive onward. We're just at the beginning of this surge. The numbers will climb. And as of right now, after the president's comments, there is no easy solution. There might not be a solution. The Great Migration is underway. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on CBS Audio Network.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.